Well, first things first, Eric, how is the mood in the camp at the moment?
Yeah, I think there's always an atmosphere when you're playing Celtic, it's eagerly anticipated, and I think that game itself generates a lot of interest and a lot of stimulus, and I think that's the training's been excellent this week. I think we've tried to concentrate on the positives from last week's game. There was plenty of them. We didn't get the result we wanted, but there was a lot still that we were pleased with. So we look forward to the game. I think Celtic away is always the toughest fixture for any SPL team, and but it's one that we look forward to. Our performances in the last couple of seasons there have been decent. It was we've not always had the result. History would show that Aberdeen have struggled to get results there in the league. But we're encouraged that a few weeks ago we managed to get a win against them with a similar type of performance that we're showing. So we go there recognising the challenge, and it's going to be difficult, but we also recognise that we're good enough to get the win we want.
Good chance to make a real statement of intent on Saturday?
I think every game gives you that opportunity, but I think a lot was documented last season, the fact that we couldn't really lay a glove on them when we played them, and they picked up all 12 points against us, and that had a significant part in how the season played out. And likewise, obviously, this season, the 3 points we picked up against them has helped to certainly where we are now. So, it'd be nice to go there and put in a good performance and pick up all 3 points again and get closer to Celtic, because that's when we set out at the start of the season, that was the intention, to try and get closer to them.
Would a victory mean more than just 3 points?
No, I think 3 points would be welcome. We want to get them as quickly as possible. We know we'll get back to winning ways sometime soon, and we want to do it on Saturday. We know it's a tough game, but it's a game that we're more than capable of going down there. I think any game you've got to try, and as a manager and coaches, you've got to try and get the balance between attacking and defending right. None more so when you go to Celtic Park, because they have got players, watching them last night, there was not a lot happening in the game, but then really Griffiths comes up with something excellent and grabs the game and grabs the 3 points for them with a brilliant bit of skill and the two goals. So I think that they've got the players who are capable of moments like that, and we've got to make sure that we're concentrated, disciplined, but playing our own game when we've got a chance to go. We don't want to go there and defend for 90 minutes.
Does the desire to silence the critics, if you like, does that give you even more inspiration?
No, I'm quite kind of the same way when we're winning games. I don't listen to too much of the praise. Sometimes that came a bit overboard, but I'm fine with it, because it's if that's the way they are when we're winning, we've got to expect it to be. And people questioning you and all the rest of it when you don't. So that's just the way it is. I've been involved in football a long time, and it's not going to change. So you just have to concentrate on your own self, what you can affect. The players have to concentrate on how we set out and how we play and do their jobs and try and play to their capabilities. And if we can get enough playing at our level and we concentrate and defend well for 90 minutes, we're capable of getting a result.